Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Ba-dum, bum, bum, bum. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy 2025. We're here. We made it. That 2024 can just take a leap. Get out of here. We're ready for something new and different. And we're starting with sunny days, too. So that's... Well, we don't want them to all be sunny. But we want some sunny.
Still dark out there.
Yeah, oof. It's dark right now.
We got, my friend just wrote and said they got a foot of snow just recently, the most recent storm that rolled through towards Tahoe area. So, and I saw a bunch of posts of just dumping snow.
That's what you want to see.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, build it up. Let's get that going. I never want to see another photo. They do this, they do these measurements throughout the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And there was... I want to say it was like the final measurement. Like, here we go. Here's what our snowpack is for this summer. And it's Jerry Brown standing at the top of the mountain that they always do this measurement on. And he's standing on dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the most frightening thing. I didn't grow up in California. I don't know from droughts. Everywhere I live, it rains. It'll rain all summer if it wants to.
If it wants to.
It just does whatever it wants, whenever it wants. There's no rhyme or reason to it. There's no season of rain. There's no, you know.
That's the weather.
It's just there. It just does what it wants. And they come out here and I'm like, this is crazy. I had to learn all these new ways of conserving water, showering into a bucket.
Where I live in Santa Cruz, we've had a few winters that have just hammered us. Broken roads,
right.
You know, flooding restaurants, I thought this year we'd catch a break and then the wharf just falls off.
Just
the end of the wharf.
We didn't need that part.
Falls off.
Just get that part off there. It's all having a weird angle. Get that off there.
Anyway.
Very dramatic, though. Very dramatic. Mm. Like, oh, and people had it from all this footage of it. Like, oh, goodness.
Well, but it was funny that we had a tornado, and
yeah,
also the wharf fell off.
I forgot about that. Freaking tornado.
So twice.
Right down the main street.
Twice in recent times, I've gotten texts from all over the country from different friends and family saying, are you okay?
Everything all right over there?
The wharf didn't fall on me. I'm fine. I was out in the water that day, but it was a couple hours before the wharf actually hit the water.
Would it have come your direction?
No.
Okay. So you were set. You were in the clear the whole time. You know not to be down ocean of the... wharf.
I wouldn't have expected the wharf to fall off by any stretch, but there's no reason to be where that was
right.
For me. Christina will swim out around the wharf and back in. Like that's a common swim.
Oh, is
to
it?
Just swim around the wharf.
I see.
Open ocean.
That's like, right, because she needs to do that for her Iron Woman
stuff. Her training, yes.
Yeah. 5K a day starts next week, you guys. We want to give you $5,000, which is, I think that's great. I like when we give away the $1,000, but I'm like, you know what I really want? $5,000 all at once. That's what I want. So we're going to do that for you. And that starts next week. So all you have to do is listen to Alice on the Odyssey app. The Odyssey app is free. You don't have to sign up for any particular, you're not like, oh, I got to contribute to the, no, just for listening to Alice on Odyssey, you get in the running. You give us an hour in any given day, and that counts as a daily entry. And this is not the only contest that we do on here. We did all kinds of Taylor Swift stuff last year, flew people to London and down to LA for the last concerts and the first concerts. It was amazing.
Listen, we're the best.
How do we do it? It must be the Odyssey app then.
Yep.
So get that Odyssey app and be listening to us on that. And when you text in, if you're listening on the app, let us know that you're doing that. How's that going? Okay, let us begin with the Golden Globes. Last night, the Golden Globes happened, and I see that Maddie's on the phone, and I do have audio that I want from this, so I'm going to, maybe I'll just wait.
The Golden Globes, when I started to see the ads for it, what's her bucket, the host?
Nikki Glaser.
She was, everything I saw was spot on, and I just went, oh, she's having a moment.
I read some of the jokes. She was like, I fully expect to be canceled after this. I'm like, okay, well, way to get a headline.
Well, and I don't think she actually does think that. I think that she, a couple things I read where she was like, I'm going to tell my jokes. I know why I've been hired. The Tom Brady roast brought me a level of
notoriety.
Yeah. That I hadn't experienced previously. So she knows why she got hired and she stuck to that sort of type of delivery. Right. But she also does, she's just got here. After all these years of doing comedy,
she's overnight success.
Yeah. I don't think she's
trying to.
Yeah. So I read some of the jokes too because I watched football last night. There was a big game and I just went, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Football's almost over. The Niners are done. Okay. You ready, buddy?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So we're going to do the Golden Globes here. Thank you, Vinny. That was excellent. It's hard to believe, but at the Golden Globes last night, Demi Moore won her first ever acting award. Like, Demi Moore has been a part of my life since the Brat Pack in the 80s.
Is there some moment in her career that you feel like she got ripped off? Was it the one about the military?
The stripper one.
What was the one before
Striptease.
That? Wasn't she in the one with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson?
A Few Good Men.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, she didn't win for that.
Was she in that?
I don't know.
She was in that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, she didn't win an acting award for it. She basically got... So do we have a little bit of her speech?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically the deal was that she won Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy for The Substance, which I did see and I have a review of.
Oh.
And she was talking about how long she's been an actress.
30 years ago, I had a producer tell me that I was a popcorn actress. And at that time, I made that mean that this wasn't something that I was allowed to have, that I could do movies that were successful, that made a lot of money, but that I couldn't be acknowledged. And I bought in and I believed that. And that corroded me over time to the point where I thought a few years ago that maybe this was it. Maybe I was complete. Maybe I've done what I was supposed to do. And as I was at kind of a low point, I had this magical, bold, courageous, out of the box, absolutely bonkers script come across my desk called The Substance. And the universe told me that you're not done. And I am so grateful to Coralie for trusting me.
Then she just goes into thanking everybody.
All right. So then the host, Nikki Glaser, gets up there and she followed Demi's speech with a little something.
If you're a woman over 50 in a lead role, they call it a comeback. If you're a guy over 50 in a lead role, congratulations. You're about to play Sydney Sweeney's boyfriend.
Yay, you. By the way, they do say that Nikki Glaser's monologue was not as vicious as her usual material, but she was hosting.
It was very gentle. And when she did poke at somebody, she would follow it up with, I love you. You know, she was really, it wasn't like a Ricky Gervais or anything. Where it was just
her quote on Gervais was, he clearly was done with his last performance. And everyone knew he was done when he walked off that stage. He'd burned that bridge to smithereens and was never coming back.
Audience was like, please bring him back every time.
We knew that was his last. I think Glaser said something like, we knew that was his last show. I know this is my first.
Oh.
Like, I want more. Mm. I'm not done. I don't want them to bring me back. Yeah.
She looked great. It was a weird production. Every time somebody would be going up to accept an award, they had a live announcer giving fast facts about the actor, but it was just clunky and like he didn't get finished before they started the speech sometimes. And it was odd. And then they did a lot of fast facts on the screen about people, and they were just, it was just.
Oh, like pop-up video.
Yeah, a little bit, but it was just not well done.
Mm. Well, you know, give them credit for trying to get the attention out of the fact that you can buy those awards. So there's that. Thank you.
And when they gave the nominations, they did a weird camera angle to the point where Seth Rogen was like the only one who acknowledged it. It was like, yeah, this is a really weird angle because now everybody can see the back of my head and I'm bald. And
balding,
I guess because they weren't facing the audience. They were facing sideways towards the audience. And it was just an odd. I mean, you can tell they were just trying stuff out, which, you know, good for them. But
sure.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever it takes, wherever it breaks.
Yeah.
Back to Demi Moore and this movie, The Substance.
Oh, you saw it.
I did.
And your review is?
So this is a movie about a lady who's at the end of her career. She's a fitness chick. And she's been very popular. And they even show her getting her, there's her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I think her name's like Emily Sprinkles or Sparkles or something. Emily Sparkles, possibly. Something. Elizabeth Sparkles. That's her name. Character's name. So that's Demi Moore. And she's getting fired. Like, they're holding an open call for new hot chicks. Like, to, you know, you got to be between 18 and 30 for this role. And Dennis Quaid is like this just scuzzy dude who's, they keep showing him eating like super gross buttery things. They're just like zeroed right in on his mouth hole. So gross. And it's shot really, it's good. It actually kind of reminds me of Severance in a way. If Severance had more color in it, it has these weird long shots and weird rooms and weird angles on stuff. It's cool. So, and the coolest thing about it for some people is going to be the sheer nudity. It's Demi Moore at her age, 100% naked. Every angle, every shot of every piece of her, all the pieces. And it's also Margaret Qualley, who's Andie MacDowell's daughter. She's from The Maid. She's from, she was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She's the young girl that Brad Pitt picks up.
Oh, there's tons of nudity in this movie.
She is so naked. And not only are these people so naked, they're naked in flattering ways and naked in incredibly unflattering ways. Like, the stuff that goes down between these two, and it gets worse and worse. So here's the thing. I really we're into it. The three of us are watching it, me and Riley and John. We're sitting there watching it. I'm like, oh, this is good. And it starts getting really gross. Like, I don't want to give too much away about this, but we're about two-thirds of the way through, and I went, I'm done. I'm not going to watch this anymore.
What's like, gross about it?
It's gory, but it's
blood and guts gory?
More like, yes, yeah, some. That stuff didn't bother me. What started to bother me was the food gore. It's hard to explain, and maybe someone who's also seen it. I went, you know what? I get it. This is going south hardcore for this lady. Like, I can see where this is going. It's not going to end well for anyone. Oh. I get it. I loved it to this point, and now I can't watch that anymore. Like, I can't, like, I eat meat. You know, I do. I like chicken. I like turkey. I'll take a leg off it. But if I'm even eating, like, the worst I'll do is, like, chicken wings. Like, they guess there's too much of them on my hands. I eat them, and what I want is like a wet wipe.
Well, afterward. You'll teach a lobster what's what, but okay.
That is true. But even with a lobster, I want lemon to squeeze on my hands. Like, it can get gross. You're like, you got to commit. So for me, I was like, I can't watch what's happening with that food. Like, it was early on, I was telling you there's a Dennis Quaid thing, and there's a lot of stuff about his mouth. Like zoom in on his gross.
Ugh.
Mouth.
I couldn't watch that.
Greasy things he's shoving in, like buttery, like crawdads that he's sticking in his mouth. It's just so bogus. You know, if you're eating breakfast, I apologize. I'm going to stop talking about this now. Here's the thing. The Substance, the first two-thirds of it I really liked. And I went, I can't watch this anymore. Blech. I'm going
650 wants to know if she was wearing a merkin. I'm paraphrasing. Was she wearing some kind of wig on her woman
there
area?
There did seem to be enough hair that I also considered that. But it's so much more than that. Like, it was so interesting to see these two really pretty famous actresses, especially to me. I was like, wow, way to really be close up, unflattering, totally cute, totally not cute. I mean, just body positions, laying on the floor, twisted in a weird position, like crazy. It's crazy. And she was really good in it. It went so far over the top by the end, though. We're talking about the movie The Substance, which Demi Moore just won an acting thing for. And she was really good in it. There was a lot of, as a woman who is aging, as we all are, but age starts to really get the best of you at some point. You really feel what she's saying. She's had some work done and she's giving herself sort of honest assessments in the mirror. And it's,
well, at some point,
gotta feel very real.
And I'm not a Demi Moore expert by any stretch, but at some point there before Showgirls or maybe even she's had a boob job. So I don't know how that plays out in the movie, because you're saying she's doing full nude shots. She must still have them, or did she have them removed?
They looked pretty natural. The nipples are interesting, and you get to see them really close up and see all the stuff that's going on with those. And
is there scarring from the boob job?
I didn't notice any scarring.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I know they can brush that stuff out.
There's some scarring in the movie, like some massive scarring.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't.
Things go really, really badly for these people.
Oh.
Anyway, it's called The Substance.
And she won an award for it.
She did. And I thought to myself, oh, she won an award, but they couldn't have watched the end. Yikes. So anyway, Demi Moore, she won Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy for The Substance. And let's see, there's some other people who won stuff here. By the way, Nikki Glaser, do you have any stuff from her monologue? Was there anything that you felt like, I should play that?
No, I didn't grab anything from the monologue.
One of her quotes is, you're all so famous, so talented, so powerful. I mean, you could really do anything except tell the country who to vote for. But it's okay. You'll get them next time. If there is a next time. I'm scared.
Ba-dum-bum.
Mm. She also took shots at Diddy. Ben Affleck. Joker 2, RFK Jr., for the actual awards, The Brutalist won Best Movie Drama, and Emilia Perez won Best Musical or Comedy. Emilia Perez, I only just started hearing about right before vacation. I think they scooted it into theaters so that they could be eligible for this season's awards. That is the one with Selena Gomez in it, and it's about like a cartel leader who decides he wants to transition to a woman, and there's some lawyer helps him kind of restart his life as a woman. I don't know. But it sounds really interesting. So that won for Best Musical or Comedy Film. And TV, Shogun won big, including Best Drama, Best Actor, Actress, and Supporting Actor. Hacks, which is a great, I love that show. You didn't like that show, did you?
I didn't.
I loved it. Won Best Musical or Comedy Series, and its star Jean Smart won Best Actress in that category. Vin Diesel and The Rock either made a show of solidarity or proved that they still can't stand each other. I'm not exactly sure. Vin Diesel gets up on mic to present an award. He looks into the audience and goes, hey, Dwayne. And The Rock smiled back at him. The internet can't seem to decide if these guys are finally cool or if it was the most awkward moment of the night. But let me see what else here.
Whatever. Two overpaid muscle heads. Let them have it.
I know. Just, you know what? Let's get a pay-per-view fight going.
Yeah, let it be whatever it's going to be. Go for it, boys.
You know, what I'll do is I'll put the whole list of all the awards up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you'd like to check that out.
408 says, Demi Moore has had some work done, but she still looks like herself. Nikki Glaser looks like a completely different woman. I don't know the other Nikki Glaser. She's only come on my radar recently, so I don't know what she's had done.
Then when she was doing the Tom Brady roast, and she's done a bunch of roasts, Nikki Glaser, she was talking about how, I want to say it was like Cybill Shepherd or something had said, part of her roast part was, she said, I walked into the bathroom and I saw Nikki Glaser from behind and I thought, oh, it's a model. And then she turned around and I went, oh, it's a comedian. And Nikki Glaser was so bummed out by that that she went and she admits it. She talks about it. She's like, I was like, I need to go get everything done. She spent all kinds of money getting herself all done.
Oh, so she's had her whole face done?
I don't know what else she's had done, but she was like, I got to fix that. I don't want to look like a comedian. I want to be gorgeous. Oh,
I didn't know that. The substance is 650 says the substance is body horror to the max.
Body horror. That's what it is. Wow. But it's also, God, especially at the beginning, I'm like, holy crap, they are showing Margaret Qualley from literally every angle. Like, I mean, basically, you know, there's...
That's like X-rated then.
You're not supposed to be able to see the doorway. You can't really see the doorway.
Okay.
But you really kind of can. There's so many... I don't know if it's creative positioning or what. It's nuts.
Another 650 says, substance turned from intriguing to that kind of horror movie that's so gross you end up laughing uncomfortably.
Yeah. I just I'm done watching greasy turkey bits and chicken legs come out of people. Like, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Right out of her belly button. I'm like, gross. Ugh.
Oh.
Yeah, some nasty, just weird, nasty food stuff. I'm like, it's so gross. And the apartment was getting, I don't want to say, just watch it or don't, but ugh. The first 2/3 of it, absolutely great. Just great. Just like really cool shots and great colors and funky everything. So good. And then all of a sudden, whoa, yucca. Okay, I'm out of time. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'll get to those diets I mentioned last news break. Also, if you and your partner have had a bumpy holidays, don't answer the phone today. Today is not the day for you. Oh. Yikes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out our full show podcast. This whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, check it out on the free Odyssey app today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Giving back didn't end for Fremont Bank and its foundation. When the clock struck midnight on December 31st, Fremont Bank creates positive change all year long. Go to FremontBank.com today. Here's what's happening. By the way, welcome back, everyone.
Hi.
We missed you.
Happy New Year.
Hope you had a nice holiday. Don't leave us that long ever again, though.
Yeah. Stop leaving us alone for so long.
Right.
God.
Anyway, weather-wise, here in downtown San Francisco, thick fog. Heavy, like partly cloudy today, and then sunny after that. Like, there's no rain in the forecast for 10 days. Oh, so we have a nice break. And we deserve it.
We did. Well, we should let it dry out a little.
We got throttled in Santa Cruz. Throttled. Oof. And feet of snow up in Tahoe, which is always good. I hope you're getting up there to enjoy. Because now's the time. Mm. All right. Real quick in the sports world, the 49ers lost their last game. Their season is over. So the NFL now moves into playoff mode. It turns out your Pats, Sarah, they didn't do well either this season.
That's weird.
And they just fired their coach. Yeah. So now they're on the hunt for John. Got any great ideas?
John has some thoughts. John's got thoughts on all this stuff. It's, you know, so fun listening to him watch the game yesterday. Just be like, great. Nobody's mad about anything. Everything's wonderful.
Oh, that's good.
It's a good thing he pulls a paycheck from that because, you know, it just seems stressful.
Yeah, well.
Stressful job.
What are you going to do? I mean.
I don't know. Fire the coach. She could throw the game. I have no idea what you do. We went on our first round draft pick and, you know, let the Bills beat us. Or we beat the Bills.
Yeah, you blew it. Yeah, you should have lost. What were you guys thinking? Honestly.
Play a fair game. Don't throw the game. I don't know.
Do your job. Play hard. Try to win.
Yeah. Apparently that's not the job, according to John. Stop winning! God, John. It just seems illegal.
Anyway, so thanks, Niners. It was a fun season. Just very disappointing in that there were a lot of injuries. It didn't feel like we had a good shot.
Yeah.
So until next year. So the first story is one that comes around every year. And yet, there I am, as usual, completely surprised by it.
Oh.
It's divorce day.
Oh, the Monday after New Year's is divorce day.
People tend to, by the way.
Wow.
I don't know if you guys felt this as well, and maybe it is just me because of where I am with little kids, But the way the holiday fell this year, I usually like a nice week lead up to Christmas, yes. and then we're back right after the new year.
Yes.
And this time, both holidays fell midweek, and it just felt weird. Like, Christmas came too fast, and I was, oh, it's over already.
Yep. I know. It was a very strange...
Like right out of the weekend, and we're yes. into New Year's Eve, and then, or Christmas Eve, and yep. boom.
It definitely flew by.
Yeah. Anyway.
But then after New Year's, I was like, well, we could have picked this up. Would have been nice to have a little on the front load of this a little bit, you know?
Mm. Anyway, happy divorce day. People tend to put off breakups during the holidays. So more people get dumped in January than any other month.
Oh.
And the first working Monday of the year is supposedly the top day for it. And this is that day. Divorce day.
My New Year's resolution is to lose you.
Stats show January probably does deserve the title of divorce month. A study in 2020 found Google searches for things like quickie divorce more than double every January. Experts, no one looks for long, dragged out, you know, Brad Pitt, yeah, Jolie type.
Which, by the way,
can you make that last 8 years?
They just settled that. Did you read that?
No, well, yeah. I saw the headline. I didn't read it. And I just went, oh, my.
Well, unfortunately, you don't get any of the real gory details, only what we've gleaned over the last 8 years news headlines.
I hate to say it, certainly into a mic, because I not only do I not want to get divorced, but I don't want to have to you know, look back at this moment and think, boy, I shouldn't have said that. But man, I don't know how Brad Pitt didn't just say, give it to her and tell her to lose my number. I can't take another minute of this. Give her whatever she wants. Mm. We can't keep doing this year after year after year.
It's a long time.
We're both wealthy beyond anyone's what we both are lottery winners.
Yes.
And somehow we're fighting over what?
Right.
The French palace. Give it to her.
Yeah.
How do you just, honestly,
people go, it's the principle of like that person doesn't deserve this.
Well, I don't, that's it. To me, I feel like I don't have the capacity.
Right.
I'm better off without it.
Yeah.
And done. Because
you're focused on like having to go to work every day and the day to day, you know, got to get your car taken to the shop. It's like Brad Pitt doesn't have that. Brad Pitt's like, I'm Brad Pitt the whole time. I'm going to focus all my attention on just making this person's life miserable. And maybe that's what she does too. Even though she's got 100 kids. She's like, I am going to just, how dare he?
They both dug in. Yeah. I think that must be what happened.
Yep.
And I didn't read it again, but I just thought 8 years.
Well, that's really all you need to know. They finally settled the thing after 8 years. Now, I think all the kids hate him. So that's good news. You know, you don't have to worry about them. Keep those checks coming.
What an awful thing.
It's absolutely horrible.
We all make our beds, don't we? But man, to find out that all your kids hate you, it's got to be a real cold splash of water.
And then with that lady you hate. That's a bummer.
She's got to avoid whatever part of the world they're in at any given time.
And they're people who have access to all the parts of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Experts think this is because the divorce thing in January is because people tend to avoid breakups in November and December. Just don't want to. It's just like, should you be laid off in December? It's a bad look.
Yeah.
Now, the company might be like, we got to clear our books in order going into the new year. This is just business.
Right.
But when that stuff gets posted on Instagram, all those businesses look like they're just mean,
Scrooges.
Spiteful, right. Horrible companies that are mean to people.
Yes.
Who've given their whole life.
So just get through it. That's the phrase that pays. Starting in early November, I'm just going to get through the holidays. And then in January, my resolution is to dump your ass.
So today is known as Divorce Day. If you had a rough holidays, I hope it doesn't happen to you today.
But if it does, you know what? You'll be better off. You don't want to be with the person who doesn't want to be with you.
That's for sure.
Mm. But it's painful, and we understand that, too. We don't have anything for that.
It might be, well, actually, this might make it really crunchy if someone's about to break up with you and you start showering them with compliments.
Oh. Might be too late for that.
Well, it'll make it hard to say, I'm divorcing you if you've just said you've never looked better.
Mm. I'm divorcing you. I found out pretty pretty easy. I found it, that seemed like it rolled
we're
right off the tongue.
We're not married, at least not in a traditional sense.
In a way we are.
Kind of.
Mm.
Anyway.
In a way we are, my friend.
I don't know if those compliments will save you, but you may want to
start earlier.
Yes.
start last year.
Wow.
Say some thank yous. Show some appreciation. Help out around the house.
Mm.
Give some nice compliments.
Oh, my God. I don't know if putting away Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
It's like one of those things where we're putting it away. We're getting it up in the rafters. We're doing all this stuff. And as we're finishing, I'm thinking, you know what? I can wait a whole nother year for Christmas because, man, this part of the job sucks.
Yeah. Yep.
It's done now, though.
We did very little this year, so it's not going to be bad. We haven't taken it down yet, though. Kids are still around, so we haven't taken it down.
They are?
Yeah.
They're still here from New York?
Yep.
When do they go back?
Who knows? I'm not in charge of their travel plans. Just don't.
Well, no, you are, actually, because I asked you if you could get them first-class tickets, and you said absolutely not.
Well, I told John, don't do that.
Okay.
You know, that's about it. That was my contribution was pay as little money as possible to fly them around the country, and that's their Christmas present. That
All right.
and the box from Fun Delivered.
U.S. News and World Report just put out the annual rankings of the healthiest diets to try this year. The Mediterranean diet tops the list and has. It's been around for a while, and you will hear that term if you're a diet person.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Do they say what some of the staples of that are here?
The Mediterranean diet limits sweets, processed food, and red meat. Eat lots of fruit, veggies, grain, nuts, healthy fats like chicken and fish.
Mm.
The DASH diet is designed to lower blood pressure. DASH stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension.
Oh.
The flexitarian diet comes in at number 3. That means you're mostly a vegetarian, but sometimes eat meat, which is sounds like a healthy move.
Yeah.
The MIND diet is a mashup of Mediterranean and DASH. So, okay. And the Mayo Clinic diet. You can look these up, and I can even have it posted if you want to do that.
I'll grab it.
The rest of the top 10 are TLC diet, the menopause diet. What?
Oh, what's the menopause diet?
I don't know. Let's
have a look at that. I don't want to say I know anybody in menopause, but tell me all about it.
let's see.
Is it sit on the couch and eat bonbons?
A healthy diet during menopause can help reduce symptoms and lower the risk of chronic health conditions. Here are some dietary tips for menopause. Eat a variety of foods. Get enough calcium. Get enough iron. Eat fiber. Limit unhealthy foods with added sugars, processed high-carb foods, alcohol, caffeine.
That's a problem. Oh, boy, both of those are problematic.
Yeah, those are your regulars, right?
Those are all my vices right there.
Exercise regularly and consider intermittent fasting. That's just a quick look at the menopause diet.
Thank you. John feeds me, so I'll let him know.
Post it. Yeah, John feeds you healthy. You don't have to worry about that.
It's pretty good.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts. These are the first fast facts of 2025, Vin. This is so exciting.
Fast facts. 19 of the 20 most common surnames in Mexico end in either an S or a Z. The only outlier is Garcia, which is the second most popular last name.
Ah.
C.
Cheerios were called Cheerios when they debuted in 1941. The name was changed in 45.
Because people were like, I hate oats.
Cheerios is a Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Cheerio.
It's a fun name. The Russian delegation showed up 12 days late to the 1908 Olympics in London because they were still using the old Julian calendar.
Oh.
And didn't realize the rest of the world had switched to the Gregorian calendar.
Oh. Did they make the switch after that?
I have to assume. I don't know. I don't know when in school we would have learned the different calendars and about switching over, but yeah. Girls liked me, so I was busy. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. I think we've been on our whole lives, we've been on that one calendar we all use.
anything about the Julian calendar or when, you know, when the push to switch happened.
Yeah. Sounds like it was before 1908.
Yeah. Russia.
Come on, Russia. Get with it.
Pick up your phone once in a while, you dorks.
Didn't they have phones by then? Come on.
They might not have. They were still under Tsarist,
right?
Tsarist rule back then.
Answer your mail. Whatever. Neil deGrasse Tyson is one of the most famous astrophysicists in the world.
You might almost say he's the only famous astrophysicist in the world.
Except for
Brian May of Queen is also an astrophysicist, I believe.
But known for his other work.
Known for his other stuff. You are correct, sir.
Turns out he's also a fantastic dancer and won a gold medal at a dance meet in 1985 doing Latin ballroom for the University of Texas dance team.
Oh.
Oh.
Well. That is a fast fact.
You know, there was a time.
Oh. This should be good.
I don't know if this has ever happened to you. There was a time when I was a dating guy on the scene and I had this girlfriend and we're at this party and there's dancing and she took ballroom dance so she can dance and I of course cannot dance. Mm. I mean I can wiggle and jump up and down but I can't do anything, you know, especially with a partner and footsteps. Mm. And this dude who also take this from me, if you have a chance to take ballroom, you will be the badass at some weird party, some dance. There's my girl getting spun around and flung into the air, and I'm sitting there just...
jealous.
Ballless. Like, God! What do I fight this guy? Do I just... I'll just go get a drink.
I would have been the other guy. My mom made me do some ballroom dancing.
Oh, you can dance.
Really? No, I mean, like box step and, you know, simple stuff and a little swing dancing.
I don't know. You need a new hip. I'm not worried about YouTube for a couple months.
But and then also there's this dance from North Carolina called Shag.
Shag.
Yeah, it's kind of a southern.
Good,
It's just another kind of ballroom dance thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're good at it.
I was. I haven't done it in a long time. I don't know if I remember all the steps.
When you got married, did you and your wife work out a dance? Because since you can dance?
We had a wedding DJ that ruined everything.
Oh.
For example, we were supposed to walk into the theme from The Greatest American Hero. You know, look at what happened to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Instead, we walked into Nickelback's Hero. So Nickelback ruined my wedding. That's another reason to hate Nickelback.
Wait a minute.
Your wedding was fun, though.
You told the guy, here's what we want you to play when we walk in, and he just said, nah, I don't do that.
No. He just didn't. He lost the list. And then I ended up DJing the whole wedding. Because I was like, get out of here.
There was no dance.
We did have a dance, and I'm trying to think, because we wanted to do the kid and play dance, you know, ola ola, you know, we kick feet and kick around.
Yeah.
I know we do that. We know how to do that together, but I don't know if we did it at the wedding or not, but I feel like we learned it for something, so that might
have been. I can't remember about the dancing.
I do remember
the ceremony was at one of those little Vegas chapels.
It was at the Graceland chapel.
Yeah, it was.
The one, right?
I think there were like four Elvis songs performed.
Yes.
During it.
We got young Elvis and we had like four songs during the service.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, back to it seems if you learn ballroom or any one of these swing type dances, you can kind of, they're universal. Everyone knows them because these two danced like they knew each other. And maybe they did. I don't know. But at the time,
maybe it was like an ex of hers that she used to take those lessons. Did you end up going for lessons? Didn't you take a couple lessons with her?
We took swing for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And because at the time it was being taught everywhere. Like, I think we went in North Beach to one of the bars and it was pretty cool. It was like, you know, but it was that swing. It wasn't
during the swing phase, the swing pandemic that happened for a while there.
Yeah, it was fun. I did enjoy it, but I was also just hanging with my chick at the time. I wasn't thinking like, boy, I can't wait to show this off at a wedding.
But heads up, dudes, like, or partners of any kind.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody's like a good dancer, why don't you join in? And that's something you can do together and be enthusiastic about. Plus good exercise.
I've learned women like a guy who could dance.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You should, you know, there I was. I'm too cool to dance until some dude's dancing with my chick.
And you're standing on the sideline going, I don't have those moves.
I don't know if I'm emasculated or not. I can't dance.
You're like, give me a skateboard. I'll show them something.
Yeah, surfboard, skateboard, anything.
throw down some cardboard. I'm going to do my spins on my back and stuff. And just
you never had a breakdancing like phase in your life?
No. Huh?
I was impressed.
Why?
I don't know. You're so wiggly.
I am wiggly.
You sound like that guy.
But I can't. No. What about you?
Please.
Don't please me.
You've seen me dance. I'm amazing.
I have seen you dance.
Yeah. I have some moves.
Those are moves, yes.
Thank you.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys had to say. 408 says, my husband is a great dancer and I suck at being led, but we still get out on the dance floor. Yeah, it was actually, all joking aside, it was cool. She could dance. Yeah. She was great. And this guy could spin her and get her all. I was like,
she's a teeny little thing.
That's
too.
A whole side right. of her life I'll never be part of because I cannot dance. But dang, pretty cool stuff. Happy New Year, radio family. Welcome back. Off to a great start.
Yay.
Here's to another quarter century.
Okay. Great. Thank you. That's very ambitious of you.
Let's see here. I'm Russian Orthodox, and just FYI, today is Christmas Eve.
Oh.
Merry Christmas.
So Russian Orthodox is the Julian calendar?
No.
Not Gregorian?
Honestly, I really didn't. Yeah. But Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, we need to hear what Sarah got from Fun Delivered. Telling everyone. Can we get a review? Nathan and Marin.
Nathan, listen to the 6 o'clock hour. Isn't that where I did it? 6 o'clock hour. Today's podcast, first hour, 6 o'clock hour.
Segment one.
Yeah. It was fun. It's interesting. It was good. I was thinking this is why people like the unboxing videos and TikToks and stuff, right? Isn't that a thing on YouTube or whatever? People open boxes of things that they've gotten in the mail.
Yeah.
One of the weird reviews that my daughter has given, and it seems to be pretty universal too, is that there's this, whether it's unboxing or other kinds of videos where...
Like reveals.
It's so satisfying. She'll say that watching this is so satisfying. It's like that why people like to pop,
pimples.
Gross. I was thinking, the bubble wrap, but okay.
Oh, this is bubble wrap. I was thinking you're popping pimples.
He put his index finger and his
What kind
thumb
of
together?
Giant zits are you popping with your thumb?
Well, the big ones. Those are the ones you want to get on tape, obviously. Hello. A bunch of tiny little blackheads. I want some good size ones.
707 says, is the Demi movie funny? How does it qualify for comedy or musical?
It must qualify as funny. It is. It's definitely horror comedy, but it just goes so far that I'm like, I really don't want to watch this anymore. I'll never eat turkey again. Ugh.
Stop complaining about the substance and join the nude movement, Sarah.
What does that mean?
It means get naked, dude.
Why do I have to get naked to enjoy that movie? I'm not exactly sure what they're getting at there.
They're just saying get naked.
Yeah.
My resolution is to wear more clothes this year.
What?
That's right. Suck it.
What did you just say?
Part of it didn't you hear? I'll clarify it for you.
What did it start with?
I'm wearing more clothes this year.
No, the other thing.
Suck it.
S.
Yes. Well, yeah. Okay. Oh my God. Of course. What do you think? I'm going to start the new year off with an F bomb? Not doing that. It's Maddie's job.
What's coming up in the tracks?
I actually don't know. Something about a donkey, though, I think.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up
with Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.